the shift by the left to go more progressive, more revolutionary, if you will, just look at places like
Anarchy.
Portland, Seattle, and other places, and how it's going to benefit Republicans. Let me ask you this. It's going to benefit Trump because Trump is very good at this idea. He likes to reestablish the norms of society, law and order being one of them. That's one of the foundations to a society being civil. How does, though, the Republican Party go forward? I know this is a little outside of what, the Committee to Defend the President should be talking about, because your goal, and it's a very good goal, is to make sure people understand how important it is to re-elect President Trump. I'm 100% on board with that. I'm doing everything I can here on this show as well, and on my show. But going forward, how do Republicans continue the outreach to the minority community? Because one thing Trump has, and I've been explaining this to people the last couple of days, the Republican Party post-Trump is going to have the same problem the Democratic Party is having post-Obama, right? They both have people who had very good ways of pushing their message, but nobody has been able to carry that torch, carry that message post-Trump. I know that's looking far down the road, but is there anything we can take now from how President Trump, his strategies? Because you're never going to replace his persona. You're never going to be Donald Trump, and if you try to, you're going to fail. But what strategies, what messaging can we take from his campaign and going forward, can we adopt and try to put into the Republican Party so that this momentum that he has continues?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, provide results. Treat them as human beings. Treat them as Americans. They have been kowtowed to by the Democrat leadership, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, for the last 50 years, and they've got nothing back in return because they've been spoken to as a monolithic group of individuals that think alike and vote alike, and that's just not the case. They believe in the rule of law. They have family values. They are hardworking individuals, and they want to have a good jobs, good careers, and good opportunities for them and their families. And that's what the free market system brings. That's what capitalism brings. That's what having sovereign borders, where you have to come into this country when we invite you to come into this country because you provide a benefit for our communities, not just because you want to come over here and take advantage of what this country has to offer. We've got to have lower taxes and lower regulations so that we have a better job opportunity and environment. We've got to quit having the international trade agreements that ship our jobs overseas at the expense of the American workers. All of those things Donald Trump did, all of those things are free market principles that help American citizens first. And if we would have Republicans that would start to put American workers first rather than free market, free trade agreements that aren't free trade agreements. They are trade agreements that benefit China, that benefit Mexico, that benefit Canada, but they don't benefit the American worker. Then we shouldn't be signing those agreements. I'm all for free trade, but only if it is helping the American workers. And I think that's what Donald Trump threw in the face of the globalists, whether they were Republicans or Democrats alike, and saying, we're going to put America first, and we're going to make America great again. And you look what happened. All of those numbers we just wrapped up, the job numbers in the economy, that happened in the first 2 years of the administration. Look how quickly he was able to turn around our economy when we start putting those principles back in place and bringing jobs back to America. Imagine if we had another 4 years of that without the Mueller investigation distracting the American people, without the impeachment distracting the administration, and now without the coronavirus being used as an excuse to shut down California, Michigan, New York, some of the largest economies economies in the world, and we're shutting them down and saying you can't work in those states. Imagine what could happen if we could open up that country back up and getting this incredibly successful and entrepreneurial country back to work and putting people back to work. Our economy would explode.
It would. And that's really one of the baselines of things that people are really looking for. Once again, I'm talking to Ted Harvey, who is the chairman of the Committee to Defend the President. Check it out at committeetodefendthepresident.com. You can also follow them on social medias. I retweeted out their Twitter handle earlier. I'll retweet it again after this interview. So in this article, you got mentioned by Paul Bernard in the Washington Examiner recently. And let me just ask you about this. The Democratic policy looks like, or the Democratic plan, is to completely ignore what's going on in the cities right now, watching them burn, Chicago, Minneapolis, take your pick, whichever one. And they figure that they're going to go pick somebody like a Kamala Harris or another black woman of color, or just a woman of color, and that's going to be enough to cover, obviously, or to paste over or to cover up all their failures going up just the last 3 or 4 months. Is the picking of a black woman as VP, A, who would you think they pick? And B, does that do enough to cover up all the transgressions that the Democratic Party has committed in the last couple months?
Well, not just the last couple of months. You look at the 40-year record of Joe Biden, and he's got a horrible record on civil liberties. Whether he was supporting a KKK leader and Michael Burr for U.S. Senate, whether it was supporting nationist policy, whether it was putting in place a criminal justice system or bill that penalized the African-American community far more than any other community, his record on civil rights is atrocious. And then you look at how they are burning down their communities. The Joe Biden and the Democrat Party is scared to death of this record and what it's going to do. The reason why they're not showing on TV what's going on in these inner cities, because they realize that is a losing issue. The real reason why they are trying to find an African-American female is because they're trying to placate again, as they always do, try to buy votes by placating the African-American community with promises of this and promises of that, but they never come through. You know, you talked about the ad that was tweeted by the president. The ad that was tweeted by the president is our ad that talks about how the African-American, the Hispanic community is almost a third of the population. They provide a huge percentage of our economic growth, but they are not being considered at all. And the administration is simply looking for an African American female. So if the Hispanic community is not of any interest to Joe Biden, why should Joe Biden be of any interest to the Hispanic community? And we're playing that on Univision and on other Hispanic radio and television across the country. And we want to send that message. If they're not interested in you, why should you be interested in them? When you look at the record that Donald Trump has had that we've just discussed, why would you be supporting Donald Trump, and why would you be supporting Republicans across the country?
I mean, that's you guys are not just sitting back and talking about it. You're putting a lot of money behind it, social media wise and in TV buys, as you were talking about in Arizona and in Florida with Telemundo, it looks like. And it also looks like you're putting in you're definitely putting some heft behind these ad campaigns, which is, you know, people don't realize the election is it's a little more than 85 days away. So now's the time to actually start getting in the meat and taters and trying to separate these two out of all the white noise. So it looks like, how much are you guys putting up with in Telemundo?
Well, the entire ad, whether it's in Florida or whether it's in Arizona or whether it's nationally in Telemundo on Univision, it's going to be about $500,000.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, that's how expensive elections are now, because Democratic money with Soros and all of these others that have endless amounts, so they're just going to try and dump as much in there. So luckily, we have groups like you, the Committee to Defend the President, to actually push back. So Ted Harvey, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us, taking some time to hang out and talk about these ad buys and what you guys are doing to help the president get reelected. Where can they go to find out more about your operation?
Well, you're great. Thank you. I encourage everybody to go to our website, committeetodefendthepresident.com, and you can go there and you can see our ads, all of the ads that we've been talking about. And more importantly, you can see a donation page where you can donate to help us get these commercials out. You know, we're not George Soros. We don't have billionaires giving us money to get these ads done and on television across the country. We're getting them at $35, $40 contributions.